Time to talk movies. And what do you get when you cross Sesame Street with TV, CSI and Roger Rabbit? Well, you get this week's movie, The Happy Time Murders. It's a Muppet movie that is absolutely not for kids. Morning, was it decent to watch?
Morning, boys. It'll make you look at that a silly string in a can in a whole new way. It's quite questionable. I had a few good laughs, though, while watching it. But I probably had more moments where I just couldn't believe what I was seeing, only because the movie's directed by Brian Henson, who is the son of legendary Muppets creator Jim Henson. I just wonder what Jim would have thought of this movie if it was still around today, because the critics are calling it possibly the worst movie of the year. I think that's a little unfair, but this R-rated look at a serial killer running wild in a puppet-populated LA has what it takes to be the grossest movie of the year, I think.
Hey, Waz, in terms of intellectual property, was this sanctioned by whoever owns the Muppets franchise at the moment? Was it sort of all above board, or do they just sort of rip it off in a legal way?
Yeah, no, it was. It's sanctioned by the Henson Company, the very people who made the Muppets and made Sesame Street. But now Sesame Street producers are trying to sue the Henson Company because they're worried about the audience confusion. And they're worried also about, and I can agree with this, tarnishing the good reputation that Sesame Street has. So it's a weird situation where, considering Jim Henson created both franchises, they're at war with each other.
Yeah, so does Kermit or Miss Piggy pop up in any cameos in this one?
No, absolutely no Muppet characters at all appear in the film. And I think that's a decision made to try and distance the two, but some of the characters that do turn up, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but there's a situation with a octopus and a cow laying on a table, and I'll leave it up to your imagination what happens.
Wow. Puppets in compromising situations isn't new. Before Peter Jackson directed Lord of the Rings, and he dabbled in a similar world, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. This film has some similar themes to a Peter Jackson movie from 1989 called Meet the Feebles. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Meet the Feebles? Yeah, it was a huge box office flop, but it's enjoyed a bit of a cult following because of the fact that it went against the grain with Muppet-like characters getting up to R-rated antics, and this film is no different to that one.
Okay, so definitely not for the kids, but who would you recommend The Happy Time Murders to, Waz?
Sickos.
absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Get a couple of the boys around and go and watch it. It's just crazy. I don't know who it's really intended for. That's the problem with this movie. It's Muppets interacting with humans, but not for kids. It just doesn't make sense.
It might be that crowd that enjoys a bit of Deadpool humour.
Possibly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's into Melissa McCarthy, she's probably the saving grace for the film.
Our weekly box office wrap. Can you tell us what's making coin at the cinemas this week?
At number five is the new Mark Wahlberg film we spoke about earlier, Mile 22. The action-packed Mission Impossible Fallout has slipped to number four. Our movie pick of the week, Happy Time Murders, is new in at number three, while that giant shark movie, The Meg, has slipped from the top spot to number two. A new number one for this week, it's the dramatic comedy Crazy Rich Asians, which I've also seen. It's not too bad a watch.
Yeah, that is actually doing really well in the States at the moment.
It is. It's not smashing records, but it's definitely keeping itself up there in the number one spot.
Wazza, do you have any indication that perhaps the new Mission Impossible, which I'm yet to see and am looking forward to, is perhaps underperforming expectations? Because it only seemed to hit number one for a week and then it got knocked off.
Yeah, no, it was up there for a couple of weeks. I think one of our weeks off, we didn't get to say that it was there for a second week, but it did really well at the box office.
Okay.
And I think it'll make sure that the Mission Impossible franchise stays viable for another few episodes to come.
Well, that's good, because no one seems to be able to come up with any new ideas.
Exactly.
with films lately. But, mate, speaking of new ideas, is there anything new hitting cinemas this week?
Yes, in cinemas today. This looks creepy. It's called The Nun. Have you seen the trailer for this one?
Yeah, this was a preview trailer for when I went to watch Mile 22, and I was like, why are we getting horror clips? This scared my pants off.
Yeah, move over Annabelle. This is from the same creators. Yeah, definitely probably not one for Lockie. And next week, we're gearing up for the school holidays. It's a Disney live-action Winnie the Pooh story called Christopher Robin.
Thank you very much, Waz.
All right, boys, that's your HitFlix for this week.